Now, Kat, have you ever been the victim of a medical tape accident?
I'm not sure. What would you class as a medical tape accident?
Well, I was quite surprised to learn that every year there are millions of injuries caused by medical tapes, these things used to stick but either intravenous lines or tubes and other devices onto patients' skin. And when you peel them off, they can actually bring the skin with them. And this is particularly a problem for little babies and also elderly people because they tend to have very frail, thin, papery skin because it loses a lot of its elastic tissue and its collagen. So why does this happen? Well, the answer is that the medical tape, the adhesive, is actually requiring a bigger force to detach it from the skin than it takes to pull skin off skin. So we need to change that. And there is a paper in the journal PNAS this week that may hold the key. It's by researchers Jeff Karp and Robert Langer. They're at MIT and Harvard in Massachusetts. And they have come up with an easy peel medical tape. And the way this works is very simple, and I can't believe no one thought of this before. They take the standard tape, which is usually a backing, usually of a polymer called PET, and then the glue stuck to that. They have put a layer between those two, which they refer to as a release layer, RL, and this releasing layer is a very thin layer of silicone, and it's very slippery. So the adhesive wouldn't normally stick to it, and the backing wouldn't normally stick to it. So what they do is they etch it into a grid pattern, and then the backing can see the adhesive through the grid a little bit, and it sticks a little bit. And that means when you put the tape down, the glue can actually spread the force all the way over the backing. So it's very strong in three dimensions when it's on the skin surface. But as soon as you lift it up, because of that point of weakness between the backing and the adhesive, it splits along that plane, rather like you're breaking slates apart, and easily comes off. And it then just leaves a layer of glue on the skin, which can very simply, the researchers say, be removed by rolling a finger backwards and forwards over it. And they say, and in fact, they've got this beautiful demonstration on YouTube. What they do is stick some normal medical tape on a piece of tissue paper, and then next to it they put their new tape. They rip off the piece of tape which is on the tissue paper, and it's unharmed. You rip it off with the normal skin tape, and it pulls the tissue paper to pieces. So it really does work.
Oh, but what would you do? Just, like, grit your teeth and rip it off? You don't have to do that anymore.
No, the whole waxing phenomenon is over.